And she said, if you find any failure in him, give him back to me. I haven't done that. And I've been serving him for 30 years. He gave me beauty for ashes. My gorgeous young people, I love you so much. And as you stand here today, I honor you and I'm proud of you. I know what you deal with. I have two beautiful girls of my own. I know that the world that you are in right now, standing up for Christ, is even tougher to negotiate than it was even in my day. But I glorify God for today, as the song says. He is greater than it all, and he is. Amen? So everything that you face, adults, those of us that, all of us here today, whatever age we are, really, Jesus is greater, as Louisa said earlier, greater than it all. And so we honor you today, and I just want to share two verses with you. There's so many that the Lord declares about you all, but I just want to remind you of the one you love and we all know so well. He says, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare, that means well-being, amen, and not for evil, and to give you a future, to give us all a future and a hope. And he says in Psalms 144, this is beautiful, he says, may our sons in their youth be like plants full grown, amen, and our daughters like corner pillars cut out for the structure of a palace. Did you hear that? Shall I say it again? May our sons in their youth be like plants full grown. Our daughters like corner pillars cut out for the structure of a palace. Amen. Let me share a quick testimony and say this. I was with a friend who I thought, this could be the one. Amen. Partying at a beautiful occasion on the day the Lord was calling me. And as I stood with this person in this lovely grand event, I saw the Lord in my spirit. And he stood there and he said, and he's doing this to me, and I'm thinking, am I the only one that's seeing the Lord? And he said, come out from among them and be separated. And he used these words. He said, you are royalty. Now, I didn't know that was in scripture because I wasn't then a Christian properly. He said, come out from among them and you are royalty. And surely the Lord won over in the wooing department. And I gave my life to him and had to say farewell to that which seemed wonderful at that moment in time. And the Lord, as that old lady said, has never failed me. And as the song says, he is greater. He is greater. And so you have been cut out to fit in a palace, to fit in the kingdom of our God. So, young people, God honors you today for standing up for him. Kai, all of you, we love you. We are so proud of you. And God is going to just continue to strengthen you and empower you to stand up for what you believe. Amen? And he will just embolden you and just continue to use you because you love him and you know what it is to be his child, to be set apart, to be called out. Amen? To be a chosen generation. It is a very special thing. And you know, I was a daddy's girl. So for me, not pleasing God wasn't really an option, you see. So I had to go all the way because I knew that he took away my pearls and gave me diamonds and made me something that I wouldn't probably have been without him. So I just want to honor you today. Strengthen all of you in the house today. And those of ours that are not with us in this house right now, wherever they are, we all know they belong to Jesus. They ain't, you know, he's like every parent. You know, you think you're hiding from us or you think you're slipped away. You never do. For our heart goes out after them, as I know yours does. And so we just love them into the kingdom. And I just want to honor you, amen, for just standing up and being bold like Daniel. And to say, if I die, I die, but I will go on. I will love my Lord. So may he bless you, strengthen you, honor you as you continue with the service today and many more to come. May God raise you up. You are prophets, you are priests, you are kings, and you are princesses of the Most High God. And God has a plan and a mighty future for all of you. And when I'm an old girl in my Zimmer frame, I'm going to be sitting there saying, that's my baby, that's my son. Amen. Because you are created. Amen. For his glory. And the song says, grace and mercy found me. Oh, the blood of Jesus is greater. We love you, darling.
I want to take us back to the words over the youth was that revival would come through the youth. And the word I had for you was, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name. Because you youth in this house are magnifying him. You are making him bigger, bigger, bigger. That when he exalts you, you be a light to the nations. And I thank the Lord, it's just what you're doing now. You're magnifying him. It teaches us how to worship the Lord. And I ask today, Lord, as we, you know, you said make him greater. Are we making him greater over our situation? Are we making him greater over our health? Are we making him greater over our finances? Today is a day where the youth will bring revival to us. And I just declare today as we worship and sing that song again, making him greater, magnifying him over every situation today. And I do honor you guys too. Thank you.
It is finished.